and just dream all day about being or doing whatever I want. I actually have to do something about it. The next thing is, and this ties in really well with something that was on Oprah recently, you have to believe you deserve it. Because I teach in my book, Get the Man You Want, and this is one particularly for the ladies, that you'll only get what you believe you deserve and no more. If you get more than what you believe you deserve, you'll sabotage it. You'll push it away. You'll destroy it one way or another. Women do this a lot when they're in a good relationship and they don't believe they deserve to be treated well. Now, the example that I referred to on Oprah was a guy called Wayne Powers made a documentary called Reversal of Fortune, where he finds this homeless guy and sets him up with $100,000, as if the homeless guy found the $100,000. Very quickly, the guy loses it all. And the funny thing is, they're sitting there being interviewed by Oprah, and Oprah's sort of trying to say, well, you know what happened? And the guy's, you know, the homeless guy's typically trying to say, well, it's the world, and you can't trust this person, et cetera, et cetera. No one got into the real root cause, which is he doesn't believe he deserves it. That's why he's been homeless on and off for 20 years. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do, and I'm not disagreeing with you. It's just a hard, hard jump, like for someone like me who, you know, tomorrow if I got an Academy Award, I would tell them, you know, just mail it to me. You know, I don't deserve it. I don't.
Now, why would you say that?
Because, well, it just has to do with decades and decades of accepting being beat down. And, you know, as a kid, no self-esteem at all. I'm not real big on building up your self-esteem. But,
why not?
But, well, it's just, you know, kids shouldn't be walking around thinking that they're the end-all and be-all.
Now you're talking, Danny, hold on there. You're talking about two different extremes. When a kid walks around thinking he's the be-all and end-all, that's not high self-esteem. That's arrogance. Arrogance is, I am better than you. Self-confidence is, I know who I am, I like who I am, and I also know my limitations, and I'm okay with them. That's real self-esteem. Real self-esteem, high self-esteem, is someone that wants to help other people, not someone that just wants to take or pretend or act that they're better than someone else. That's where the hip-hop movement is really bad. All of that is overcompensation because I don't really believe it. When I walk around thinking I'm cool and I'm better than everyone, you can't think that I've actually got high self-esteem.
Yeah, that's your point.
I'm talking about two different extremes, and I don't know if you received this pitch from my publicist, but there was a study done by Professor Gene Twenge of San Diego State University.
Well, anybody with the name Twang, I like.
Yeah, well, I think it was T-W-E-N-G-E.
Oh, okay.
That's the way you pronounce it, I'm guessing. But she said, today's college students are more narcissistic than ever and self-centered than ever before. And then she turns around and says, well, my conclusion is you should not go around telling your kids they are special because they already think too much of themselves.
I did read that, yes.
And I'm thinking, are you serious? This is your message? So what do you go around telling your kids? You're losers? No, that's not it. It's simply about finding the balance. If you instill values and standards and principles in your children, and teach them that they are special inside, not because of what they own, the iPod or the cell phone or the flat-screen TV, if that child truly, sincerely believes it's special, it will treat other people special. See, if you respect yourself, you'll respect other people. If I don't treat you with respect, that's because I don't respect myself. If I was to walk around saying, I'm blessed. I'm a child of God. I have a gift. I feel happy and privileged to be here. If I really have that deep sentiment, guess what, Danny? I'm going to spread that with other people. If I feel that I'm blessed, I'm going to bless other people and I'm going to view them as being blessed. But if I hate myself, I'm going to take out my anger on other people. My point being that these kids do not really believe they are special. They just are narcissistic. And it's interesting, if you study the history or the myth of Narcissus, it was a man who was being courted by a goddess nymph, and he turned her down, so she cursed him so that he would only be in love with his reflection in the water.
Yeah, and it was his ruin.
Right, and that's his ruin. Now, why is that his ruin? Because it's not real love, and it's fake, and it's artificial, and it's just a reflection on water. There's no substance, there's no depth. So if you're just in love with your reflection, you're not in love with who you really are anyway. You don't even know who you are. So do you see what I'm saying there?
Yeah, but you that must be hard for you, because I know you hang with you can hang with a pretty upscale crowd. You live in an upscale place, and right. You must see it and be surrounded by it all the time. How do you get that message through to, like, a handsome 25-year-old or beautiful 25-year-old model who's as shallow as that water and miserable in a lot of ways? How do you get that through to them that really, you know, you are no better or no worse than the guy who empties your garbage can every day?
Because the problem with the 25-year-old beautiful model that you're talking about is that she thinks her only self-worth is her outer beauty. So when she's not in touch with her inner beauty, guess what? She really doesn't think she's special.
So somebody maybe like Keith Urban, like we've talked about before, he's a good-looking guy. He's got everything that you would want, money and fans and this tremendous talent. But somewhere along the line, he is not convinced that he deserves all that.
That's a challenge that a lot of people in the world have. And it's not just the celebrities. The
famous, me too,
people,
man.
Power people. Well, you mentioned it. You know, it's interesting. You mentioned it about yourself. And what I'm saying is there is a difference between thinking that the world owes you something, which is what these college students are thinking, and the other side of the coin, which is I'm blessed for what I have and I want to give back. And let me go back to the point of The Secret. That's what's missing in The Secret. The secret isn't just ask, believe, and receive, which is take, take, take. What about giving back and adding value to other people's lives? What about contributing to other people? See, none of that is happening.
Well, see, I couldn't agree more. And all this money and all this publicity is rolling into this small select group of people. And how is it helping anything or anybody that, to tell everybody to go around, the world owes you this parking spot or this $1 million or whatever?
Well, you know, the problem is that the message is incomplete. In The Secret, it's not that the message is bad, it's incomplete.
Yes.
Yes. Focus on what you want. I mean, it's the law of attraction. You get more of what you focus on. And it's said in the Bible in many different ways. Jesus said, what defiles a man is not what goes in his mouth, but what comes out of his mouth. It's exactly the same principle. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That means if you think you are something and you feel it, you become it. So it's the same principle of law of attraction. You get more of what you focus on. Okay, but if you're going to tell people all they need to focus on is getting a little bike when you're a kid or getting the big car or the big house, that's an incomplete message. What about happiness? What about fulfillment? What about inner happiness and inner peace? What about contributing to other people? What about giving back to the world? Where's that message? What about helping people to actually believe they deserve it? Because as proven in our discussion, so many people don't believe they deserve good, and they get the good and then they sabotage it, or they just walk around being angry because they don't think that they deserve it.
So basically you're saying if somebody wants to be like a famous actor or actress, and that wish comes true, and they've worked hard, and they attract that to themselves, there's nothing wrong with that kind of success. What's the hard part is what comes out of it. What do you do with it?
Right. Well, look at how many people in the entertainment industry have that success, then turn to drugs and alcohol and coke.
Oh, yeah.
You know why they're doing it? Because they don't even believe they deserve the success. I mean, there's a lot of examples of that. And I'm not going to make a statement because I don't want to create a lawsuit, but we have to ask ourselves, what was going on with Kelsey Grammer when he got his show and he had so much success, and then he was drunk and he wrote off his $75,000 Viper, which was a gift from NBC.
Unbelievable.
Because they swapped the time slot of his show and they wanted to appease him, so they gave him that car and he wrote it off. How many of these A-list celebrities and stars and actors and actresses spend so much time in rehab? What do you think is really going on? They don't believe they deserve it. And so they turn to try and escape themselves. Or someone as a child. You said it about yourself. For decades you've been beaten up. Well, guess what, Danny? If you became unbelievably rich and successful, don't you think you'd have a problem enjoying it?
Absolutely.
So another point about The Secret is, okay, now I've got the bicycle. How do I enjoy it if I don't believe I deserve it? Now that I've got the car or the house, or the career? How do I enjoy it if I don't believe I deserve it? So you've got to look at the issue of deservedness. Everyone deserves to be happy. Everyone deserves success. Everyone deserves love, joy, health, and prosperity. But not at the cost of someone else. I encourage competition, but competition with yourself, not with other people. Comparing yourself with someone else is no good, because there'll always be someone that's either better looking or has more of something.
Well, that's sure true in my case.
Well, in any case.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. So what I'm saying is compete and compare yourself. Compete with yourself and compare yourself. Say, okay, how can I do better in this? Not that you've got to be perfect, but if you say, you know what, I believe I can do better, okay, do better. It's about the balance. It's not about the extremes, Danny. And that's why I come back to that study from the San Diego State University, and I say the findings are okay, but the conclusions are wrong. Today's kids are narcissistic because they have been taught to take, take, take. They believe that the world owes them something, and they believe that all of their happiness will come from instant gratification and from material possessions and from everything outside of them. This is not a society of morals and values. This is not a society that says, well, what are the values? What about helping your neighbor? You know, and I go back again because I know this is something your audience will relate to, but if Jesus said, love thy neighbor as you love yourself, what did he mean? Love yourself so you can love your neighbor. So he was teaching self-love, but he wasn't saying, hey, you're better than everyone. He never ever said that. He never ever said that. But he did teach self-love, because he said, love yourself so you can love your neighbor. And when you can love and respect and treat yourself well, you'll do the same thing to your neighbors. We've just missed the message. That's what I think has happened in a lot of situations. And these kids today are narcissistic and self-centered because they really don't like themselves, and they think that if they get more possessions and more money and maybe have more sex and more alcohol and more drugs, they might actually like themselves. And they don't. And a lot of it, too, is created by the celebrities who are famous for doing nothing. What has Paris Hilton contributed?
Zero.
Right.
Nothing.
But people look up to her because she has power, fame, fortune.
Well,
and,
I don't, but I
well,
know.
No, I know you don't.
I know what you're saying.
There's a lot of girls that do. Because
they do.
It fits into, I was recently on Sally Jesse Raphael, her radio show. Not competing with you, I guess it's a different time.
No. She's coming back, isn't she? She was gone for a while.
Yeah, and she's a very intelligent woman, and we were talking about this, and we were talking about Paris Hilton, and I said it fits into the princess myth. The princess myth is, I don't have to do anything, and I'll just be given everything. I will be.